marché à tes quotidions. Fuis après camper ma toile. Et tu vis qu'aussi à la fond. Et au bien
with the Lord.
Out of my belly, say,
oh, Jesus. The Lord is in this place tonight. Oh, lift up your hands and let's worship the Lord with this song.
Out of my belly,
oh, Rabbi. Lift up your hands and let's declare the song to your spirit.
As the river flows,
Tonight, the river of the Lord will bring every dead thing to life in your life. In the name of Jesus. As the river flows,
in the
limit,
by a calabash, to bring every dead thing to life.
Whatever is dead in our lives tonight by the river of the Lord is coming alive. It's coming alive. It's coming alive. Even before we pray, the Lord is bringing strength and life and healing and power and restoration to men. Do not wait for the time of prayer, but receive the blessings, receive the answers to your prayers tonight. Oh, Jesus. Manda ba 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 ba. Lift up your voice and speak in the language of the Holy Spirit right now. Oh, solo lo lo moko solos. Ilelele merebe kabala baba satas. Even before we pray, Lord, we know that the presence of the Lord is here. Asanta Mahaya Kabasa. Oh, Rambaka Santa Das. Inenenenene Kabasoda Babas. Yeah. let's declare it.
He will do it again.
Oh, he will do it again.
He will do it again.
He will do it again.
He will do it again. God of miracles, he will do it again.
Matthew chapter 11, verse number 28. Bible says that then Jesus said, come to me. Matthew 11 verse 28. He says that, come to me. This is Jesus speaking. All ye who are troubled and weighted down. Please give me another version. He says that, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You can give me another version. He says that, are you tired? This is a very strong question from Jesus to us tonight. He says that, are you tired? Are you worn out? Burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you will recover your life. Tonight you are going to recover your life. In the name of Jesus. And he said that, I will show you how to take a real rest. Another version says that, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Tonight, as you have come to see God, as you have come to cry before God, as you have come to pray unto God, God is going to answer with rest. I see God bringing rest to somebody. He says that, come unto me, all ye that have walked in burdens, that are weak, that have weight on your back. Come and I will take the weight from your back and I will give you rest. Tonight, God is going to take every weight from your back and he's going to give you rest. Whatever has weighed your family down, God is going to take it off from your life and give you rest. Whatever has weighed your business down, God is going to take it away and give you rest. Whatever has given you restlessness, God is going to exchange it with rest tonight. I say, whatever has given you, made you restless, God is going to give you his rest. Turn to two people and tell them that rest is coming to your house. Rest is coming to your life. If you are online, declare on yourself that God is going to take me from restlessness and he's going to give me his rest. If you believe I'm speaking to you, clap your hands and give the Lord a mighty shout. Hallelujah. You may please take your seat. Jesus. Oh. Good evening, everybody. And I want to thank Pastor for this great opportunity. Let's please clap our hands for our pastor for this great opportunity for me to be a blessing through the word of God to us. God bless you, sir. I want you to know that tonight, I don't think that any of us come to such meetings to watch a movie or we come here to buy groceries. But the scripture says that as long as we come to God, he says that then Jesus said, this is not one of the writings of the people that God used to write the Bible, but this is a recording from the words of Jesus, which must be attended to critically. The Bible said that Jesus told them that they should come to him, all those that are weary and heavy laden. So it is assumed that anyone that comes to God has a burden. And know that when you come to God with a burden, you will live without a burden. If you come to God with a yoke, you will live without the yoke. Why? Because the anointing in the house will break the yoke. I want you to know that the burden shall be lifted tonight. And the yoke shall be broken. And rest is coming to you in the name of Jesus. I want to share a quick word with us, then we pray tonight. I want to share on what I've entitled, The Lord Would Remember Me. You clap because you want God to remember you. So clap unto Jesus.
that after tonight, God is going to remember somebody. I want to read from the scripture, the theme scripture, Genesis chapter 8 from verse 1. Genesis 8 from verse 1, or verse 1. Genesis 8 verse 1. The Bible said, but God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock with him in the boat. He sent a wind to blow across the earth, and the flood waters began to recede. Please give me another version. Please give me another version. Please follow me. Help me with the versions and the scriptures. The Bible says that then God, somebody said then God. Say then God. Which means that a time came that God remembered or God took notice of somebody. The Bible said that then God turned his attention to Noah. So this is yet another meaning of to remember. It means that God will take attention of you, or God would attend to you. Then God turned his attention to Noah. It means that God was attending to other things. But at a particular time, he had to shift his gaze and his attention and his affection on Noah. And all the wild animals and the farm animals with him on the ship or in the boat. God caused the wind to blow and the flood waters began to go down. The phrase God remembered can be seen quite a number of times in the Bible. And what it actually means is not that God forgot. Someone will say, how can God forget? Because countless times we have seen that. Or if you say that, oh, I remember, you are trying to bring, or you want to tell somebody something, and the person is acting as though he or she has forgotten. Then he says, oh, I remember what happened on this day. So it is assumed that the person forgot. So we bring that same notion when it comes to God, saying that, and God remembered. So does it imply that God forgot? God cannot forget. Why? Because he's the all-knowing God. He cannot miss an event. Nothing takes God by surprise. So it means that God cannot forget. So what does it mean for us to see that God remembered a man called Noah? To remember means to bring to mind or to think again. Which means that God had the man Noah brought to his mind again. Or to retain in memory. It is derived from the word re. Please, you can write it down. R-E-M-E-M-O-R-O-R-I. Rememorari. Rememorari. Two words. Re and memorari. Re means again, and memorari means to be mindful of. So he's saying that God is already mindful of a man. But at a certain point, he has to be mindful of the man again. Why? Because the Bible says, I like this version. It says that, then God turned his attention to Noah. His eyes are on all men. But at a particular time in a season of a man's life, God must take notice of you again. He must tend to your needs again. He must bring his eye down on your matter again. He must listen to your prayers he has heard before again. He must attend to the same things he has seen us going through again. So he's saying that to remember means I must take notice of your situation again. I have seen you going through this thing before, but you have cried on me, you have cried for help, and I will take notice again. So if you say that God would remember us, it means that God will take notice of us again. Someone say, God, take notice of me again. Say, God, take notice of me again. Psalm 8 verse 4. The Bible says, Psalm 8 verse 4. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? It's a very, please go to the end of the N, the New King James, or whatever I just read, the version I read. It says that, yes, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? It means that when God remembers a man, he visits the man. It means that a man is qualified for divine visitation when his moment of remembrance comes. When God takes notice of a man again, the man is positioned for divine visitation. It means that tonight, God, after remembering somebody here, he's going to visit somebody. I don't know who I'm speaking to. The Bible says that when God remembers you, he's not going to end at that point. You are not just going to end in the mind of God, but in the plans of God, in the works of God, in the purposes of God, and the power of God shall help you. Psalm 106 verse 4. Let me read this text. Psalm 106 verse 4. Psalm 106 verse 4. Psalm 106 verse 4. Please help me out. Remember me, oh God. This was a prayer of David. Everybody watch me. Remember me, oh God. It comes to a point where you feel forgotten by men, and even at a point where you think that, oh, God has also forgotten you. Why? Because when you have prayed over an issue and God, it looks like God has not answered, you can easily come to the conclusion that man has turned their backs on me and God has also turned his back on me. We are not far from David. David found himself in a place where he had to shift his gaze from men and cry unto God and say, remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. I have seen you answer the prayers of men. I have seen you heal somebody. I have seen you bring breakthroughs unto somebody. Lord, remember me also. You have visited so and so. Lord, remember me also. And he said that, oh, visit me with your salvation. Which means that at the point of remembrance, the next event is divine visitation. Can I announce to somebody, you have entered into your season of divine visitation. Tonight, God is going to remember you. And when God remembers a man, divine visitation happens. I came to tell somebody that God is going to visit you in this season. God is going to visit you in your situation. God is going to visit you in your trials. God is going to visit you in your circumstance. God is going to visit you. Somebody shout, God, visit me. Let me take my time. There's a lot to do. So you see, the word used in the Old Testament, remember, is the word zakah. Let me explain this. It's very important. It links to the scriptures I have read. Zakah, it means that to bring to mind and then act on the person's behalf. It means that, you see, we read that God would remember a man means that God will be mindful of the man. But the actual word that was used did not end in being mindful of a man. But it meant that after God is mindful of you, God acts in your favor. After God is mindful of you, after God remembers a man, his help goes in the favor. It means that whenever God remembers you, God will move things in your favor. I came to pray for somebody. May God move in your favor. Whatever you find yourself in at your workplace, that it looks like this time, they are going to take you out of the office. May God move things in your favor. Whatever the situation is, that it looks like somebody has an upper hand over you, may God move in your favor. You are waiting for that visa, and it looks like people who have track record of traveling have a better advantage, but may God move in your favor, because God will remember you. And when God remembers you, Zaka, you'll not just be on the mind of God, but you attract the hand of God, you attract the move of God, you attract the help of God, you attract the favor of God, you attract the power of God. I pray for somebody online. May you attract the power of God in your situation, in your circumstance, in the name of Jesus. When God remembers you, Adaba Sota, change is inevitable. When God remembers you, impossibilities becomes possible. Anyone that has found himself in the place where he thinks that this situation is impossible to overcome, but Bible says that with God, somebody shout with God, shout with God. Not some things, not many things, not few things, but all things are possible. I don't know about you, but your situation is found in the all things. Your circumstance is found in the all things. The Bible says that with God, all things are possible. The scholarship is possible. The marriage is possible. The childbirth is possible. The contract is possible. The business is possible. Ayata satas. I see the help of God coming for somebody. Somebody shout yes. When God remembers you, those who have mocked you will celebrate with you. When God remembers you, your tears, somebody has wet his pillows night after night, day after day, week after week. I came with the word of God. When God remembers you, your tears will become songs of joy. It will turn into joy. When God remembers you, the unimaginable, the unexpected, the uncommon miracle. I see an uncommon miracle taking place in your life. If you are yet joining us, receive an uncommon miracle in the name of Jesus. When God remembers you, somebody shout, when God remembers me. When God remembers you, you have something to show. Nobody has been remembered by God and has had nothing to show. Something will be evident, and men will say, this is the doing of the Lord, and it's marvelous in our sight. May that be your story. When somebody sees you in your new car, may they shout, hey, this is the doing of the Lord, and it's marvelous in your sight. When somebody sees your ring on your finger, they will shout, hey, this is the doing of the Lord. Why? Because they knew how impossible it will be. When somebody sees you, mano satata, running your own businesses, they will shout, hey, what happened to so so and so? And you will shout, this is the result when God remembers a man. I pray for somebody. May God remember you. May God remember you. Bless your right hand on your head and pray for the next 2 minutes. Pray for the next 2 minutes. Say, God, shout, God, remember me. Somebody pray for the next 2 minutes. Satatatayas. God, remember me. When God remembers you, He will influence the situation in your favor. Because of time, let me just move. Three instances where God remembered people in the Bible. You see, one of the things that will give us faith to pray is when we read of things God has done that looks like what we are going through. And when we see that God did it for somebody like that, God can do it for me. So when you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, and you read a story of somebody who is well aged, somebody who I think there is a stage where you cross into menopause plus. It's like that point, nothing can happen. Because I have heard of somebody who was 56 years and the person gave birth to twins. But in our sense, the person has entered into her menopause. But when somebody is about 90 plus and God comes through for the person, you will know that this is the hand of God that has entered a womb, that has entered the body and brought into life what was dead. I pray for somebody that the hand of God that enters into a body that is called dead will enter into your body, will enter into your finance, will enter into your business, will enter into your marriage, will enter into your family. Somebody shout yes. Number one, Genesis chapter 8, verse 1. God remembered Noah. You see, our text, our main text, God remembered Noah. Let me show you something. When you read a scripture and you see a name of somebody, you can easily put your name there. Because that person is not different from us. So God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that was with him in the ark. Which means that if God comes your way, anything that concerns you shall be affected. Nothing shall escape the mighty hand of God. Because of you, your family shall be remembered. Because of you, your staff, you see, you are running your business. But because you have encountered the hand of God's remembrance, hey, Katimi Kosha, your staff will testify. Animiki Satapa, as a parent, your children shall testify that because God has remembered you, it has had an impact on us. So Bible said that the flock and Noah and all of the animals were in the ark. As far as Noah was concerned, he was at the mercy of God's remembrance. I don't know if he was praying, but somewhere, somehow, by the scriptures, we saw that God remembered Noah. The Bible says, then God remembered. May somebody's then comes. Oh, you didn't hear me. Which means that they were in the ark for so long. But the day of their remembrance came and God remembered. May this day be your day of remembrance. Somebody has been waiting to help you. May God cause that person to remember you. I almost sat down. You see, whatever God will do for a man, He will do through a man. God will save a man through a man. God will help a man through a man. God will bless a man through a man. It means that God will remember a man through a man. Whoever must remember us that has forgotten, like the king and Mordecai, a time. God opened the womb of Rachel. It means that the womb of Rachel, or the child that she was believing God for, was the result of her labor. It means that God is saying that when He visits and He remembers us, we are going to see the fruits of our labor. We are going to see the harvest of our seed. We are going to see a fruitfulness in place of fruitlessness. Whatever we have worked at, as we are about to end the year, God is going to cause us to see the result of our labor. We will not work in vain. We will not work in vain. We will not labor in vain. We have toiled from January. We have toiled right down to October. There's nothing to show that we have worked for months onto months. There's nothing to show that we are running businesses, because it looks like the needs are so much. But when God remembers a man, the supply will be more than the demand. When God remembers a man, the supply will be more than the demand. Because until that happens, a man will not enter abundance. Abundance will only happen when a man receives more supply over demand. When your supply is more than your demand. Can I pray for somebody? What is coming into your hands is more than what will go out from your hands. In the name of Jesus, whatever God will bring in your hands shall be more in abundance. In the name of Jesus, you will reap where you sow. You will harvest where you sow. No man will come from the east and reap your harvest. No man will come from the north and reap your harvest. Your labors will not be in vain. Your tears will not be in vain. Your prayers will not be in vain. Your seeds will not be in vain. Your offerings will not be in vain. Your sacrifices will not be in vain. The Lord will cause us to enjoy our harvest. Shout the big ears. Number three. Let me run through this. Number three. This is a very important thing. Exodus chapter 2, verse 24. The third point is that, so the third example from the Bible is that God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and brought his people out of slavery and bondage. Watch this. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. Please go to verses number 25. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them. Verse 26. All right. So you see, he says that God remembered his covenant with Abraham because he had entered a covenant with a man. He remembered the seed of the man. Israel was in bondage. Israel was in bondage. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham and brought them out. You could see that. I think there's another version. Okay, please, please give me another version from aside this one. The groanings. Another version that says the cries or the prayers. So God listened to their groanings. God remembered his covenant. Okay. Yeah. And the sound of their weeping. No, please, the version before. All right. God heard their groanings. Watch this. And he remembered his covenant. This is a very important thing. God, all along, they have been groaning. They have been crying. They have been praying. Until God remembered something. God listened to their prayers. But at a point, he remembered his covenant with Abraham. And then deliverance came. Deliverance will come to us after God remembers us. Whoever needs any form of deliverance at the sound of my voice, may that deliverance come mightily. May the deliverance of God come to your household. Anyone with any appointment with distraction, may God remember his covenant and break that appointment in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We are going to pray very soon. I want to share something short. Why would God remember us? There should be a reason. In this scripture, you will see that it wasn't about the prayers. Something must make God remember us. Not our weeping, not our crying, not even our prayers. There are bases on which God remembers a man. I'll share briefly, then we'll pray. Number one, on the basis of covenants and promises. God will look at the covenant he has with you, or he has with Jesus, and the promise he has made to us. And then upon that, he is going to bring us into remembrance. The Bible says that Psalm 111 verse 5, quickly. He says that he has given food to those who fear him, and he would remember his covenant forever. There is an agreement God has made by the works of Jesus. So because of the works of Jesus, God can remember you and I. Because of the sacrifice of Jesus, God can remember you and I. So Bible says that by his stripes we are healed. It is a covenant that he has with us, that as long as we are sick, we can go to God on the basis of the covenant and says, Lord, I've received Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. I'm born into the kingdom, and therefore on this covenant, I receive my healing. And God will say, not because you are sick, but because of the covenant, I am going to remember you. May God remember you on the covenant you have with him through Jesus. Psalm 105 verse 42. The Bible says that, for he remembered his word with Abraham, his servant. Oh Jesus. For he remembered his holy promise, Jesus. I want to see by hands those who have been promised. You see, have you received any form of promise from somebody before? And the worst case is when the person gives you a deadline or a timeline. He says that by the middle of this month, call me. You will have the end in mind from the beginning. That date will not leave you. And sometimes the first thing you do on that day is to call the man that has promised you. We hold dear to promises. We remember promises. And the Bible says that, for he remembered not Abraham, but the promise he made to Abraham. Any promise God has made to you and I, God is going to remember it and intervene. I say God is going to remember it and intervene. So on the basis of his covenant and his promise, he's going to remember. I pray for somebody, the promise of a blessing, the promise of favor, the promise of healing, the promise of fruitfulness, the promise of a good life. May God remember you. I say, may God remember you. Any prophetic word that has gone forth over your head, may God remember that prophetic word. It has delayed, but God will remember. Whatever God has said through his servant, our pastor, over our life, we declare in the name of Jesus, those in person and online, the promises of God, may he remember. May he remember. Pray for the next 2 minutes and say, Lord, remember all your promise you have made to me. Lift up your voice and pray for the next 2 minutes. Let it be an earthen prayer. May God remember his promise. 2 minutes, pray. I want to see people who have been promised by God. Any promise you have made concerning my marriage, any promise you have made concerning my children, any promise you have made concerning my finances, any promise you have made concerning my destiny, Lord, remember. Somebody cry out to God, remember. Somebody pray. We are praying already. Somebody pray. Any promise you have made to me, oh God. Any promise you have made to my children. Any prophetic word you have spoken. Lord, remember your promises. Somebody pray. The Lord shall remember all his promises. My Joshua chapter 21 verse 45. He said that not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. Can I prophesy to somebody? Any promise God has made, when he remembers, all will come to pass.
Amen.
I said all will come to pass.
Amen.
Whatever prophetic word God has sent forth, when he remembers, all will come to pass.
Amen.
In this season of remembrance, all the promise of God will come to pass.
Amen.
Want to pray for the next 2 minutes? Say, may all the promises of God concerning my life come to pass. Lift up your voice and pray. All came to pass. The promise of God concerning your family. The promise of God concerning your education. The promise of God concerning your marriage. The promise of God concerning your health. All came to pass. All came to pass. One is on the basis, you may choose to sit or stand, on the basis of his loving kindness and his tender mercies. Please, you can sit down briefly. Psalm 25 verse 7. This is how we are going to pray. So we may not have an end prayer. As I am sharing, we're going to pray. So the first one is that God is going to remember you and I on the basis of what? His covenant and his promises. Number two, on the basis of his loving kindness and his tender mercies. Psalm 25, verse 7. The Bible says, do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. There's a version that repeats. Okay, good. He says that, do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions, but according to your mercy, remember me for your goodness sake, O Lord. So you see, the weakness of a man can be there, but God can bypass the weakness of a man and remember the man, not according to his strength, but according to the strength of God, according to the mercy of God. The Bible says, there was a man called Bartimaeus. It means that son of Timaeus. He was blind, so they called him blind Bartimaeus. His first name was not blind, but they had to give him a first name, so they called him blind. So the same way we have people called Francis Mensah, their first name was forgotten and they gave him blind. It means that this is a serious thing. The prefix of a man's name can describe his identity. So they called him blind Bartimaeus because he was blind. The name Timaeus is not a Jewish name. It's given to Greeks. So it is assumed that he wasn't a Jew. He did not qualify for the attention of God. He was a Greek. There are things that we do not qualify for, but by the mercy of God, when God remembers his mercy, he will bypass our infirmities. There is a job that you want. You are trying to prepare for, but you know that you are putting in the application by faith. God, by his mercy, is going to bypass your inability and is going to grant it unto you. People are going to qualify for it, but he is going to give it to you. Why? Because on the basis of his mercy, he bypasses. The Bible says that I will choose to have mercy on whom I will have mercy. Blind Bartimaeus shouted, son of David. Son of David, I'm attempting to have a connection with the Jews. So I know that you are from the line of David. But Lord, I don't qualify. Like the woman, he said that even the dogs can eat the crumbs. We may miss the mark. We may miss the target. But by the mercy of God, by the mercy of God, there may be an error in your application for that visa. But by the mercy of God, you will get it. By the mercy of God, you will get it. I don't know who I'm speaking to. You see, sometimes you are aware that you committed an error in something you shouldn't have done, but the results come and you know that, no, God held the marker, God held the pen and marked this paper for me. Something I did not write was on the paper. It is the mercy of God. May God remember his mercy and overlook all your infirmities. May God remember his mercy and send help. May God remember his mercy and deliver his people in the name of Jesus. Now the third basis, I think this is where we'll pray. So number one, on the basis of what? The covenant, his promise. Number two, on the basis of his loving kindness and tender mercies. And number three, on the basis of your good deeds. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10. We're going to pray here. Hebrews 6 verse 10. The Bible said that for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. To reread the scripture, the Bible says that, and for God is just to remember your work and labor of love which you have shown towards his name. Meaning that God is righteous to remember every offering on the altar. God is righteous to remember every prayer that has been prayed, every sacrifice that has been given, everything that you have done for the sake of the kingdom. God can remember for all your sacrifices for the kingdom, for all the prayers, for all the seeds, for all the forms of contributions you have made in your capacity, in any capacity, for every gift you have given for the furtherance of the kingdom of God, for every time you have given, for every resource you have given. God is faithful. So somebody can be saying that, God, I have labored in your house. You see, when you go to God on the basis of his covenant and his promises, you have the option of going to God on the basis of his mercy. But when you have this one, you see that whatever you do for God's kingdom, God owes you. Whatever we have done for the kingdom's sake, we can go to God and say, God, because of what I did for you, remember me. There's a scripture, Luke chapter 7, verse 2 to 5, about a centurion whose servant was sick. The Bible says that he loved the servant so much, and Jesus was passing, and he wanted Jesus to come and heal the servant. Jesus wanted to overlook him, but the disciples told Jesus that he has built a synagogue for the city. You cannot overlook him. It means that sometimes in your prayer, you can go to God and remind God of the seed you honored and say, God, on the basis of this scripture you said, that you are not unjust to forget our labor of love. A certain offering you gave that cost you so much. You say, God, on this basis, by your word, do it for me. You can go to God and say, remember the day I had nothing, but I went to borrow to redeem the pledge. God, do it for me. If the option of the mercy fails, if the option of the covenant and promises fails, which it won't, this path, you can go to God. You can go to God and say, God, whatever time I have given to your work, remember. Some of us have labored for years. We can go to God and say, God, on the basis of my deeds, hey, remember me. The Lord shall remember the deeds we have done. The Lord shall remember our works. The Lord shall remember our sacrifices. In the name of Jesus. He's not going to intervene because of anything, but for the works we have to show. Any offering you have given, any prayer you have offered, any act of service you have given, you can go to God and say, God, you are not unjust to forget. On this basis, remember me. Anything you are doing in the house of God can become a memorial before God and say, God, on this basis, remember me. Please be on your feet. We're going to pray. Please be on your feet. We're going to pray. You can clap your hands unto God. I want to read a scripture. Oh, Jesus. Is somebody ready to go back to God in prayer? Is somebody ready to go back to God on prayer?
Yes. Just lift up your voice and just begin to thank God. Oh, Rababa Kasharaba. Oh, Ramama, Mama, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God is going to remember somebody. Please put on the screen Psalm 41 verse 3. Psalm 41 verse 3. Please take note of all the scriptures. When you go, you pray on it. Okay, so please from verse 1. Say that blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord would deliver him in time of trouble. So it's not because God is just wanting to deliver. But let me read it again. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Verse 2. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. Why? Because of his works. And he will be blessed on the earth. He will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. Verse 3. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. It means that if you are a man that has works for the poor, works for the kingdom, when you are on the bed of affliction, you can go to God and say, God, remember my works, and according to your word, deliver me. You will sustain him on the bed he's sick. Please lift up your hands. We are going to pray for the next 10 minutes. Through the basis of the covenant of God, the basis of his promise, the basis of his mercy, and the basis of the things you have done for him. Begin to lift up your voice and go to God and say, God, remember me according to your loving kindness. Remember me according to your covenant. Remember me according to your promise. And remember me according to the sacrifices I have made for your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. For the next 10 minutes, pray. God is going to remember somebody. The next 15 minutes, you are praying. Lord, remember. Remember me.
Remember your blessing and tell your story.
him, pray. Push him, pray. And much more. And much more. Yes, the Lord shall remember. Any offering I see. We have redeemed in the past. On the basis of our sacrifices. Remember us. On the basis of our sacrifices. Remember us. On the basis of our offerings. Remember us. On the basis of our service to the kingdom. Remember us. On the basis of our prayers for the church. Remember us on the basis of your message. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. The Lord will remember you. The Lord shall remember you. On the basis of his promise. On the basis of his blessing. On the basis of your sacrifice. Somebody pray. Remember, you are not of a task to forget. You will not forget my name. You will not forget my sin. You will not forget my sacrifice. You will not forget my sacrifice. Remember. Remember. Lord, remember. If not for anything, remember your blessing. If not for anything, remember your promise. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Something is happening. Something is happening.
Remind him. I suck.
Sababa, 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 Sababa. Remind God, remind God, remind God of His mercy. Remind God of His tender kindness. Remind God, Asetaras. Remind Him, remind Him. Ado, Abba, 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 Abba. Somebody pray 5 minutes more. 5 minutes more. God must attend to you. God must attend to you. God must remember this time. Sadadadadas. Sakatalababas. Sakatalabas. God must attend to you. Ayata. Apatas. Ayatas. Oh, Sada, somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Asaya da balas. Asada balas. Oh yeah. Oh la 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 la. 2 minutes more. 2 minutes more. For God is not unjust to forget. God is not unjust. Sabayabas, 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 Sabayabas. Somebody pray. Oh God, remember, 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 on the basis of your covenant, remember, on the basis of your promise, remember, on the basis of your mercy, remember, on the basis of my works, my sacrifice, my service, my labor of love, my labor of love. Somebody pray, somebody pray. Oh God, remember your people, remember your people, remember your people. So, 2 minutes more, 2 minutes more. Go to God, go to God, cry unto God, cry unto God. And the cries of the people, the cry of Israel, God remembered his son. Somebody pray. Oh, I thought you were clapping unto God. Gets to a point in life where we must go to God on His terms. For I see God changing somebody's story. When God remembers His promise, His hand will move.
Amen.
When God remembers His mercy, His hand will move. The Bible says that, and when Jesus saw the multitude, He was moved with compassion and He healed them. By the mercy of God, your healing is coming.
Amen.
By the promises God has made, your deliverance is coming.
Amen.
For I see, like somebody's feet in the pool, in water. It was still, and all of a sudden, the water began to move. And the Lord is saying that He has changed the situation.
Amen.
Of His people.
Amen.
You are not clapping like you believe it is for you. I want us to look on this scripture. Does it make sense to us? For us to know that we can go to God and say, "You are not unfaithful to forget me. My labor of love over the years cannot go waste." Sometimes I can choose to go to God and say, "God, I have redeemed my pledge. Change my story." And because he's not unjust to forget. Sometimes, when your strength is little, you can go on the basis of His mercy. He says that my strength is made available in your weakness. And when you want to close Him up, you say, "God, you have promised you cannot fail. You are not a man to lie, neither are you a son of man to change his mind. Have you not said it? And will you not make it come to pass?" That's on that basis. When God remembers what He has said, He will know that He's not a man. Men can remember what they have said and not do it. But the Bible said that God is not a man. He started by saying that you have seen men fail in their promises. I am not a man. Forget about your encounters with the promises of men. I am not a man. Come to me and remind me of my promise. I said, I see God change somebody's story.
Amen.
Not many days from today, as God would remember us on the basis of the covenant, His promise. Benedicta, I see the Lord giving attention to you.
Amen.
Like He did to Noah. God is attending to you.
Amen.
I pray that in this season, as God, please come for me. Oh, to this.
Oh, no, kwa foje. Meji wa send you. Oh, say we're free.
Sing it unto God.
For youth.
Oh Jesus, can I have some singers?
Minyamia yewie se minyamia o akasebe o nyamia akasebe o sing onu pa. Oh, the Lord remember you. The Lord remember you, my sister. The Lord remember you. The Lord remember you. Oh, the Lord remember you. The Lord remember you. Oh, Jesus. It's your time. Mephibosheth was in Lodeba, but the king remembered him and called him. I want to pray briefly for anyone who has a particular situation that God has to remember timely. It's a timely situation that God must send help, and somebody must remember you to give you that help. If there's anyone here, come forward, let me pray for you. I know that everybody needs intervention, but this one is for somebody who God must cause a man to remember you. I hear the Lord say, it won't be long. The story will be rewritten. It won't be long. The story will be rewritten. I see God claim one story and writing another. And I hear God say that it won't be long. The story will be rewritten by my hands, saith the Lord. Let's celebrate God tonight. Oh, Jesus. A call is coming for somebody, from someone you least expected him to have called you. And that call is going to answer your prayers. I told you that if God is going to remember a man, he's going to cause a man to remember that man. And I said, there's a call coming for somebody. That call is from a certain man, and it's going to answer your prayers. May you be that person in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands unto God. Oh, Jesus. Kindly wave unto God. Wave unto God. Thank you, Jesus. Just wave and say, thank you, Jesus, that I've caught your attention. Thank you that I've caught your attention.